In the Bible, there's a beautiful verse. What profiteth a man who gains the whole world, but who loses their own soul? And when I grew up in America, I heard this verse and I was thinking, this is what religion is. It's not about what you call yourself. It's not about how many pages you memorize from scriptures. It's about how much we really understand this principle. To actually reconnect with our true self. The Bhagavad Gita tells, Najayate mriyate va kadachit. That the nature of the true self, the living force that's within us, that's seeing through our eyes and hearing through our ears, is it Sachit Ananda. It's eternal. We are eternal, full of knowledge and full of happiness. And like a driver in a car, the Atma or the soul is within this body. And we can't keep the same car for very long in this world. We have to trade them in. So similarly, the Atma or the soul doesn't die at the time of death. And the nature of the soul is we're part of the Supreme Soul, or God, who has many names in many religions. In our religion, we call Krishna. But there's one, just like there's one sun in the sky, but has different names as it rises in different continents. To feel that love, to feel God's love, and to awaken our own love, Vidyavanaya Sampane Brahmani Gabhyastini. One who is actually in connection with his or her own self will then see the divinity within everyone. We'll see every living being as our brothers and sisters. We'll see the environment as sacred property. And we'll respect people in that way. And with this foundational conception of the mind, experience of the heart, then we will be actually far more motivated to excel and to do good than just someone who's greedy. Because love is a far greater incentive than greed. And that's what the world needs. People who really will learn and accomplish because they have this higher purpose of making a difference, a positive difference to their families, to their society, to the world.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.